This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Last name is Hatcher, H-A-T-C-H-E-R. Date of birth is 1-10-1962. Date of evaluation is 5-20-20 HPI history page. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 60 years old male who was admitted here on 5-2-2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford Wyandotte Hospital. His chart indicates CVA, unspecified atrial flutter, visual deficits following cerebral infarction, hypertension. Patient was present during my evaluation. He acknowledged that he had a stroke. He reports that he lost his vision and expressed some helplessness over his limitations. Patient does not seem to have any residual weakness of extremities or any speech difficulties. He denied persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness, but acknowledged long-standing history of alcohol abuse and reports that he drank whatever he could get hold of, including wine and vodka. And he reports that he used to attend AA meetings. Patient denied any prior history of psychiatric treatments. He denied any paranoia, delusional thinking, and minimized having any legal problems, but had a history of DUIs. He also vaguely reports past history of cocaine abuse. He acknowledged that he has had experienced some forgetfulness, but he knew that he is at a nursing facility. He knew it's May 2020. He knew Biden as a president. He did not know who the governor of Michigan is. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, he reports that he has four brothers and a sister, and claims that he did some kind of construction work in the past. He says that he's close to his oldest brother and his sister. Patient acknowledged that he would get mean when he was sober. It appears that he does not have any place to live at this time. Next paragraph. Review of systems, general non-reported eyes, vision loss, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, non-reported skin, non-reported neurologic complaint of forgetfulness, psychiatric endocrine heme allergy, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, denied prior outpatient alcohol and substance abuse treatment, history of attending AA meetings, prior history of suicide attempts denied, prior history of psychotropic medication denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, single, a number of children are non-current employment, not working, but did some kind of construction work. Next paragraph, a medical record lab, diagnostic test, review collection form, a chart, nursing. Next paragraph, history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history, extensive history of alcohol abuse and possible dependence. Substance abuse history reports that he did some, he acknowledged cocaine abuse long time ago. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, no psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 130 over 76, pulse 66, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, normal gait, sitting, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric. Thought processes mild, confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, deny level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self. Patient thought it's Saturday, but he knew it's 2022, and memory mildly impaired for recent events. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. Fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, limited sleep and appetite, fair. Next paragraph, diagnosis, alcohol abuse, F10.1. Next paragraph, mild cognitive impairment, so stated. G31.84. This physician patient does have a long-standing history of alcohol abuse and recent history of CVA and mild cognitive impairment. He does not seem to show evidence of major neurocognitive impairment, psychosis, or depression. He does seem to have capacity to make informed medical decisions, however may need assistance from family considering his visual loss post stroke. Notify our service when any persistent changes in mood behaviors, procedure code 99305, end of dictation.